society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump voiced disappointment in Elon Musk's opposition to the budget bill now being debated in the Senate. Musk taking to social media, asking supporters to push lawmakers to kill the bill. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more on the fallout.
He went on to say that perhaps Elon Musk misses the White House, and he seemed to frame Elon Musk's opposition to the quote-unquote one big beautiful bill, the vehicle for Donald Trump's entire domestic agenda, is because Trump says that Musk doesn't like the fact that the bill strips out EV tax credits and solar tax credits, the former of which would have potentially benefited Tesla.
In New York, the judge overseeing the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs issuing a warning today, saying the music mogul was gesturing to members of the jury. The judge did not rule out removing Combs from his own trial if he does it again. Stocks are mixed in trading today over tariff uncertainty. Michelle Franzen, ABC News. In a unanimous ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court blocking the $10 billion lawsuit Mexico filed against top firearm manufacturers in the U.S. James Sample is a constitutional law expert at Hofstra University and says U.S. laws largely shield gun makers from liability.
This was an aggressive attempt by Mexico, aided in some respects by opponents of the gun industry, to hold the gun industry responsible for the consequences downstream, the so-called Iron River, downstream consequences against those gun manufacturers. I think what it means going forward in terms of precedent is that, as is true of many aspects of American lawsuits against American firearms in the industry, the mountain is very, very tall.
In New York, jurors are deliberating the evidence in the sex crimes retrial of Harvey Weinstein. The disgraced movie producer is accused of 2 counts of criminal sex acts and 1 count of rape involving 3 separate accusers. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads, great for you, and so easy you could put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage, weird, but still a salad. 1 radish and a couple of green beans, also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke. Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling.
A self-deportation order on a Milwaukee public school's teacher's aid is on hold.
Yesenia Ruano had been making arrangements to fly to El Salvador Tuesday night with her two daughters. She can now remain in the U.S. while awaiting a decision on an appeal to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Her attorney confirmed that ICE accepted the appeal, but there's no specific timeline for when a decision will be made regarding that. Attorney Mark Christopher's formal request for stay of removal does not automatically halt deportation, and ICE may still carry out the removal order at any time. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A fourth person has been sentenced in connection with a large meth trafficking ring that operated in Marathon County.
32-year-old Joshua Lake of Stratford will serve 11 years in federal prison and another 5 on extended supervision after he was tied to the distribution of more than 50 pounds of meth in early 2024. Officers caught up to him after he sold to an undercover informant that February and found another 5 pounds of the drug in his home, along with a firearm and cocaine. During the raid, Lake waived his right to remain silent, pointing officers to items in the home and admitting that he was scheduled to fly to Mexico for drug activity. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants your help in fighting invasive species this June.
For anglers, that means spraying down your boat each time you get out of the water and checking for milfoil and other plants and not transporting live fish between bodies of water. For hikers and riders, wardens want your help spotting invasive plants like garlic mustard or wild parsnip. You can find out more and find out ways to help stop the spread of invasives online at dnr.wi.gov. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Clouds will increase a bit here by later this afternoon with a high right around 80 today. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with a low into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, high of 75. Take that backyard barbecue you have planned and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. The stuff is amazing. You can try it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 77.
At the 2025 World Pork Expo, we have so far been focused on production issues, animal health, and trade. We snacked on reaching out to consumers to promote pork in this morning show, but this afternoon, we're going to make a full meal out of Taste What Pork Can Do.
Live from the Moines of Iowa, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll begin with a conversation with David Newman from the National Pork Board. Also, Jesse Heimer from Heimer Hampshire's, also NPB board member, and Gordon Spronk, Dr. Gordon Spronk, in fact, from Pipestone, also a National Pork Board member. Later, Brian Humphreys from the National Pork Producers Council, along with Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. Directly following the news, Matt Bresnahan from Blue Line Futures. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTouch, Flory.
Oh, my. Davis, aren't we doing this wrong?
No,
aren't we supposed to get to the last show and just kind of take it easy?
No.
And glide into the landing and call it good, but we're not.
No, we're going to hit that finish line like a ton of bricks, baby. That's what we do here.
No doubt about it.
Yeah,
there is no doubt about it. We're sliding sideways into the parallel parking. That's what we're doing. Welcome to AgriTalk and the World Pork Expo. I am Chip. Glad that you are here. And a big thank you to Vaxinova for making this afternoon's coverage possible from the World Pork Expo. We're going to be hearing from Steve at Vaxinova coming up here in just a little bit. In the meantime, we got to take a look at what is going on in these markets. And it was kind of an impressive day there. The surprise, surprise, the bear spreads continued to work in the corn market. Bean market, a nice little recovery there. Soybean oil, soybean meal, kind of some mixed price action there. A little bit of strength in the wheat market, but holy mackerel. And that was a gap-and-go move in live cattle futures like we haven't seen. We haven't seen that kind of a move yet. Mm-hmm. And to see it happen this late in the game, I just wonder what that market's got in store for us going forward. We'll find some time to talk about that today as well. All right, buddy, you ready to go? Should we get started on what's going on in the markets?
I'm ready to go. Winter wheat contracts managed to eke out slim gains in today's trade as spring wheat languished around unchanged. SRW wheat futures extended short gains amid global crop concerns and tepid demand. USDA reported net old crop sales reductions of 49,100 metric tons, while new crop sales totaled 444,900 metric tons for the week ended May 29. China reports state weather services predict frequent and intense rain events with flooding likely in key agriculture areas of China throughout the summer, Chip. July HRW wheat futures 2 cents higher, 542 and a half. July soft red wheat firmed 2¼ cents to 545 and a half. July spring wheat futures closed at 625 and a quarter, up 1¾ cents today.
It's a huge country, I get it, but the market is having to deal with drought reports in China. Yeah. 1 week and then forecasts of flood the next. It's a tough one to handle.
Sure is. Well, corn futures were tepidly higher in today's trade. In light of solid old crop demand, bear spreaders were active in today's trade. USDA reported net old crop corn export sales of 942,000 metric tons for the week ended May 29. That's up 3% from the previous week, but it is down 31% from the four-week average. New crop sales totaled 160,000 metric tons. Both were within pre-report trade expectations. Resistance for July corn futures lies around the 10 and 20-day moving averages. July corn futures today, 0.75 cents higher at 439.5. September corn gained 3.5, 431.5. December corn futures closed at 448¼. That's up 4.5 cents today, Chip.
D's contract at a 9-cent premium to the July contract in this market environment that we've been scratching our head all along, and I'm really scratching it now.
Well, soybeans firmed for the third consecutive session, although technical headwinds did limit the upside. USDA reported net old crop soybean sales of 194,300 metric tons for the week ended May 29. That's up 33% from the previous week, but down 30% from the four-week average. Net new crop sales totaled 3,500 metric tons, both figures within expected ranges. FDA Commissioner Martin Makary is facing backlash from food and ag industry groups following disparaging remarks he made Wednesday on Fox News regarding seed oils. July beans 6¾ cents higher at 10.51¾. August beans gained 7¾ cents to 10.46½. Novi beans closed at 10.33¼. That's up 8¼ cents on the day.
Yeah, the bean oil market didn't take the news that bad, though. July contract today down 16 points, 46.65.
December cotton today was 21 points higher at 67.98. And on your livestock, nearby fat cattle contracts scored a new all-time high, and the cash market still shows little sign of softening. USDA reported net beef sales of 9,000 metric tons for 2025 during the weekend of May 29, down 39% from the previous week, down 27% from the four-week average. June live cattle, $4.50 higher at $222.90. August feeders said, look out, up 527.5 higher to $309.15. And on the snout side, a firmer cash market and technical support were not enough to keep deferred lean hog contracts from slipping today. June hogs were 87.5 cents higher at $100.85, but July hogs down 22.5, 104.80, Chip.
All right, thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Matt Bresnahan. He's with Blue Line Futures in for Oliver today. Hey, Matt, how's it going?
It's great. How you doing, Chip? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, glad you're here. Normally on a day like today, I'd go straight to the cattle market with you, but we're at World Pork. Give me your take on what's happening in the hog market.
You know, I think the technical landscape of the hog market actually looks really good, you know, particularly with eyes on that August contract.
Yep.
And when you're looking, you know, I like to look at, you know, volatility and momentum predominantly. And what you do see in August hogs in particular is that price has been really hugging the upper boundary of, you know, your standard 20 period Bollinger band. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is arguably most important is that the faster period moving averages, you know, your 10 and 20 day moving averages are still accelerating away from, you know, your 50s and 100 day moving averages, which does, you know, represent an acceleration in price in, you know, hog futures in particular. So the landscape there is largely encouraging.
Yeah.
August hogs actually did score a new high, you know, early in today's session before walking it back a little bit here. But, you know, conversely, if you turn the shoe onto the front month contract, July hogs, you know, at 9:30 this morning, they would have made a new weekly low, but they rejected those lows. So consolidation in the front month contract, you know, paired with acceleration in the deferreds, you know, is a largely constructive landscape.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't appear in the immediate term that there's, you know, a whole lot by way of headwinds. You know, mid to late June, you know, seasonal tendencies start to, you know, turn a little less friendly to the producer as, you know, we get through the 4th of July and, you know, cash demand starts to soften up a little bit. But,
right,
you know, even in the cash trade today,
right,
loins were up $1.81. So
exactly. You know, and, you know, this market has been a big topic of conversation because there are definitely some margins to lock in those in the summer and fall contracts. Matt, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you, Chip.
All right. Matt Bresnahan, Blue Line Futures. We're talking taste. What pork can do next here on AgriTalk.
Why risk it? Your herd may have antigenic gaps that are not being covered by the products currently available. Custom-made vaccines provide a unique advantage in that they can be formulated to a herd-specific bacterial and viral needs. Choose the exact isolates, adjuvant, packaging, and size you need with Vaccinova for a vaccine formulated to your needs. Find out more by visiting us at vaccinova.us.com. That's vaccinova.us.com.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com. Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that more than 96% of Wisconsin's dairy farms are family-owned, producing over 30 billion pounds of milk every year? That's nearly 14% of total U.S. milk production. The lure of Wisconsin's picturesque dairy farms, pastures, and rolling hills help make tourism one of the state's top industries. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by UtterTech. From waterproof bib overalls to cloth towel aprons, UtterTech products can make your life easier on the farm. Find out more. Visit UtterTechInc.com.
UtterTech is celebrating June Dairy Month by donating 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries with every web order. Visit UtterTechInc.com and order your waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech working gear is ready to go for the next day. Visit UtterTechInc.com.
place your order, and UtterTech will donate 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Vaxinova. Have a unique problem that requires custom solutions? Vaxinova. Formulate to your needs. Custom-made vaccines. Visit us at vaxinova.us.com to find out more.
All right, welcome back to the World Pork Expo. This is AgriTalk. I'm Chip, and we're going to spend quite a bit of time today talking about taste, what pork can do. But first, we got to say thanks to Vaxinova for sponsoring this afternoon's show. Let's make time for this industry spotlight. Joining me now, Steve Tusina. He is the director for the swine business unit at Vaxinova. Steve, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chip. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Glad that you are here. You know, down here at World Pork Expo, we have been talking so much about animal health the past 2 days. What are some of the challenges that Vaxinova is helping hog producers manage?
Yeah, one of the big things that we're working on today is helping out with post-weaning scours related to E. coli and some salmonella. Working on some new technology in a vaccine that gives people options for vaccinating pigs for this disease that's been giving everybody trouble for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. When you talk about the products there at Vaxinova, you're really talking about targeted disease prevention. Have I got that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We focus primarily on what we call autogenous vaccines, which are vaccines that are very specific for the herd that the veterinarians are working with, or for the exact situation that's going on in the pigs that you're working with on a daily basis.
Yeah, and this is really a customized vaccine, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no real kind of off-the-shelf option here. This is specifically for what's going on in your pigs. We work with veterinarians, put together exactly what you need in the bottle, and put together the protocols then for getting that into the pigs.
You know, and they say that agriculture lacks in technology. I just, when I hear something like this, Steve, I just don't get that. This is breaking, this is leading edge technology.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So much of what we do revolves around the diagnostics that we're capable of doing these days. We use things like whole genome sequencing to really narrow in on the exact isolates that are important for the vaccine.
That's fantastic. Steve, where can we go to learn more about Vaxinova?
Yep, you can find us on the web, www.vaxinova.us.com. Contact information there to get in touch with our teams. We'll find you to the right salespeople or technical service people to help you out with whatever you've got going on.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Steve. And stick around. I want to talk to you more at the start of the next segment, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. You bet. That is Steve with Vaxinova. We'll be talking with him again here in just a little bit. Okay, let's talk about taste what pork can do. We've got Jesse Heimer with Heimer Hampshires. He's a board member for the National Pork Board as well. Jesse?
Yes, sir.
It's good to see you. How are you?
I'm good, Chip. Thanks. Thanks for having us.
I'm glad that you're here. And also part of the conversation right now, Dr. Gordon Sprunk with Pipestone. And Gordon is also an MPB board member. Gordon, welcome.
Thank you, Chip. Nice to be here.
Very good. Okay, so where did this come from? Taste what pork can do. Can we talk about the origins of this? Gordon, go ahead.
Well, it starts out with the mandate of the National Pork Board. We're celebrating our 40th anniversary of the pork checkoff, the Acton Order, which the producers back then were very purposeful and thoughtful about having a organization that would specifically focus on increasing, maintaining, and providing the information to increase all sale and of pork, both domestically and internationally.
Okay. And the taste what pork can do, I mean, at first glimpse, you kind of look at it, and you kind of, what the heck are we talking about? Where did that whole concept come from, the inspiration?
Yep. Jesse should answer that question. He served on that effort.
I think to Gordon's point, if we think about the real purpose of the organization and focusing on the promotion of the only product that we create, which is pork.
Yep, yep.
We're not selling any other widget here. We're focused on pork. And I think the real backbone of what tastes what pork can do is the consumer research that we did. There's more than 2 years of consumer research that went into this campaign that suggested what our consumer today is looking for in the protein that they consume. And that protein choice is different than the choice you made, Chip.
Yeah.
It's much different than the choice your parents made.
Yeah.
My parents were part of the baby boomer generation that really propped up consumption here domestically for many years. And we've been the benefactor of their pork consumption. But the reality is the consumer today doesn't see pork at the center of the plate the same way that the three of us did.
Especially the younger consumer.
The younger consumer.
And that's what the data has pointed out.
So the consumer research says that the consumer today, they're looking for taste and flavor and convenience. And so if you really want to know where Taste What Pork can do, that's where it came from, was that consumer research effort. And I do want to make this point, you know, and Gordon knows this, and we all believe this, that pork producers, they're quick to adopt research relative to genetics, technology, nutrition, animal husbandry. And this is another great example of where research is driving the decisions by the board, by the organization, with a campaign that was built not just for the producer, but for the consumer of pork domestically.
Hey, can I make one more comment?
Absolutely.
Your initial reaction is not unusual.
It's not.
Good.
Kind of normal.
Yeah.
But secondly, in follow-up, it's kind of not intended for you.
Okay.
If that's respectfully, right? It's intended for the younger consumer in places where we don't raise pigs.
You've got me as a consumer.
We already have you.
Yeah. I mean, pork is on the floor dinner tables.
Exactly.
At the center of the plate.
And we're trying to get everything else.
Once a week, twice a week.
Exactly.
So when you talk about getting everyone else, I mean, are you talking about the importance of pork as an ingredient?
Yes.
Are you talking about pizza?
Yes.
Or are you talking about what?
We're using pork to sell more pork.
That's right.
In other words,
okay,
this younger generation, they consume prosciutto and a charcuterie board.
That's right. Okay.
They consume al pastor tacos.
Yeah,
they consume pepperoni pizza. They consume
from Japan.
Katsu. Yeah. They consume carnitas. Not in any mention is pork. Most of them don't even realize they're eating pork. But that is what
they thought of that.
But that is what they prefer.
I had not even, when I hear carnitas, I just my mind automatically makes a switch over to pork.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right.
They don't think about pork.
Okay, so those consumers that you're selling to, that carnitas, al pastor, go on chorizo, going down, do they even realize it's pork?
They're going to,
yeah.
And remember, because
we live in a multicultural, you know, the United States is a blending culture.
Yep.
And the taste and flavor that Jesse talked about, the unique attribute of pork is it's over 100 flavors. And that's why it appeals to multiculturals.
No other protein can say that.
No other protein can say that. And we say it, we're not the other anything anymore. You know what we are? We're pork.
We're pork. I love it.
And this is about the whole category, right? This isn't, so I think in the past we've looked at a campaign like this to focus on the fresh side. So, you know, we talk about ribs and we talk about the loin and we talk about all the fresh pork cuts that I'm sure have been on the center of your plate. I know they've been on the center of ours.
Right.
But as a category, we've got to reach beyond that mindset of fresh pork and think about the advantages we have in the processed area. And those are the areas that we can actually pull people back to the category because that's where they live. I mean, they live in the pepperoni space. I mean, ask any college student in America.
Yep.
Pepperoni pizza is what they want to eat.
Right.
That's right.
They have
no
idea that they're eating a coleslaw.
They have no idea. That's right.
They're eating pork.
Yeah, they are eating pork. Okay, I want to back up because, jeepers, we've only got a couple of minutes left here in this segment. Gordon, you've been around the industry for a long time.
That's right.
Is this the most data-driven decision you've seen the pork board make?
But there's two reasons that this is different, and that's why this is a transformational moment that producers really need to understand. Jesse's already talked about the data, and there's literally millions of dollars of data that we have for the benefit of pork producers that we have spent to really understand how to do this. The second thing is you have that device over there, that piece of plastic that you carry around in your back pocket. Mm-hmm. You know, We didn't have those when the pork, the other white meat. So campaign was underway. So that's different that it's going to be done the way the consumer buys today, that young consumer that we're targeting, it's going to be targeted to, you're not going to see a billboard. Although there's a truck sitting right out here with a billboard size campaign.
Right.
You're going to see it on the way the consumer's buying today.
Okay.
That's what's different.
So when we come back, I want to talk about how that message is going to be formed. Because social media obviously is going to be playing a big, big role in this. And I think what I just heard you say with that billboard that's out front here is we need to continue to communicate to the hog producers.
Yes.
What is
this campaign's not targeted at them.
That's right.
It's for them.
It's for them.
It's not to them.
I love it. I love it. I heard it earlier. I mean, you got to fish where the fish are, right?
That's right. Yeah.
I love it. All right. We are in the middle of our Taste What Pork Can Do conversation. Jesse Heimer, Gordon Spronk here. We'll be back with more AgriTalk in a moment.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes. For July, hard red winter wheat futures were 2 cents higher at 542 and a half. July soft red wheat up 2¼ cents to 545 and a half. July corn futures were 0.75 cents higher at 439 and a half. December corn futures closed at 448 and a quarter. That's up 4½ cents on the day. July soybean futures 6¾ cents higher, 10.51¾. November beans closed at 10.33¼. That's up 8¼ cents on the day. December cotton today was 21 points higher at 67.98. Over to your livestock. June fat cattle were $4.50 higher at 222.90. August feeders up $5.27.5 to 309.15. June lean hogs, 87.5 cents higher at $100.85. Get more, visit tryprofarmer.com.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start-grow-finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Clouds will increase a bit here by later this afternoon with a high right around 80 today. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with a low into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, high of 75. Take that backyard barbecue you have planned and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. The stuff is amazing. You can try it today, grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 77.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Hey, we are in the middle of a conversation about taste what pork can do. We're broadcasting live down here at the World Pork Expo thanks to Vaxinova. Speaking of Vaxinova, let's go ahead and make time for this industry spotlight. Joining us again, Steve Tusina. He is the director of swine business unit at Vaxinova. We talked about the customizable vaccines in the last segment. What I want to talk about now is preventing those diseases from becoming endemic in your herd. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's really a multi-step process. Part of it is certainly developing a good vaccine dedicated toward or really directed towards the bugs that are in those pigs. But no vaccine is going to prevent everything in and of itself. So we talk about good biosecurity on our farms. We talk about making sure that you're using good healthy stock in your programs and really looking at it from a holistic approach to keeping them healthy.
Yeah, and is it any one disease specifically that you're working to prevent from becoming endemic, or is it everything?
There's a number of bacterial diseases in particular. Okay. Things like strep suis and Glacerella parasuis. There's some mycoplasmas that we're interested in. And, really, the vaccination becomes absolutely a part of helping to control and manage those.
Everybody here is talking about PRRS and some help on PRRS.
Yep, absolutely. The virus side, PRRS, influenza are both things that we can be vaccinating for. Again, nothing that a vaccine is going to be the one silver bullet, but it's another toolkit that the veterinarians and that the producers can put into their toolbox to help manage these diseases a little better in those herds.
Okay, one last thing. How do you know when you've got a problem? I mean, do you act before you see it, or do you wait until you see that you've got a problem?
Yeah, unfortunately, we find out we have a problem, and then we use that as that opportunity to do, let's say, a diagnostic investigation. But the real success long-term of what we want our producers to be doing is setting themselves up to prevent that problem from happening into the future, right? So whether that's vaccination or better biosecurity programs, it all fits together in the name of trying to prevent those diseases.
It's fantastic. Where can listeners go for more information, Steve?
Yep. Best place to get started is our website, www.vaxinova.us.com. There's a contact us link there that our team will make sure you get connected to the right people.
Outstanding. Steve, thank you for your sponsorship down here
absolutely.
At the World Pork Expo. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. That is Steve Tusina. He is the director of swine business unit at Vaxinova. All right. Let's go ahead and get David in here, too. But we are going to continue the conversation with Jesse Heimer. Heimer Hampshires, where did that come from?
A long family history with the Hampshire breed. And that was how we elevated our brand years ago in our show pig business.
Yeah, show pig business, yes. Right?
Yep.
Very good. Very good. And, of course, we've got Dr. Gordon Sprunk, Pipestone and National Pork Board member. And joining us right now, David Newman, the Senior VP of Market Growth for the National Pork Board. And I tell you what, talking about the taste what pork can do and the potential for market growth, this is your baby, isn't it?
Yes, sir. She's 4 weeks old. We're proud of her.
Good deal. So we've talked about some of the origins and who the target is, but I want to hear it from you. What is this message going to sound like when it goes out to that next gen or the Gen Z, whichever?
Yeah, like Gen Z's, millennials, yeah. Right? When we start thinking about that from a campaign level, Chip, the most important thing is this entire campaign is about resonating with what matters to future consumers. Mm-hmm. So you might notice I said future consumers of pork. So I've said this at sessions over and over again, is we don't raise hogs the way we raised them 40 years ago.
Yep.
And our consumer doesn't look the way it looked 40 years ago. So we've got to come at them with promotional and a marketing campaign that celebrates what they want. And what they want is they want to be talked to about taste and flavor, mm-hmm. about nutrition and balance and versatility. So our data very clearly says that, and then you build really cool creative around that to remind them why pork should be a part of their everyday decision set.
Yeah, and the delivery vehicle, Jesse, I mean, it can't be the old magazines or even newspaper ads anymore. It's got to be Snapchat and TikTok and all the other social medias, right?
Where they live.
Yeah.
Palm of their hand.
Yep.
That's where they'll find it. That's where they'll see it. And that's also when they make their buying decisions. So not only is it important for the exposure and the awareness, but the exposure and the awareness needs to happen at the point of purchase or at the point that they're going to make a decision about a purchase. And that's also very targeted.
The point of purchase?
Yes.
I mean, okay, my mom was a porkette for years. And I remember her taking me to Hy-Vee to do samples there in Cedar Rapids.
Porkette?
Yeah. Yeah, the pork, you know, pork producers, the Jones County porkettes. I mean, come on.
Yeah. That's 40 years ago, Jesse.
Okay, okay, fair.
That. Before you were born. Yeah.
That's right. But what kind of marketing can you do right at the point of purchase?
Yeah, well, so something to remind people about point of purchase. When we think about point of purchase, we're thinking about retail, right? 77% of all sales are done at retail. 77%. So this thing about traditional retail marketing is not dead. It is a digital-first campaign, but now that we activate the program, we work hand-in-hand with retail partners and food service partners. So, right, consumers have a lot of decisions to make in the meat set. And
gotcha.
This creative colors, creative marketing, creative advertising, we're seeing really, really successful retailer adoption of the new campaign because they're hungry for something that can sell more pork in their set. And especially when you think about competing proteins, mm-hmm. it's a really good time to be talking about margining up pork.
Okay. There were a couple of notes that I took that said right now is a really good time to launch this campaign, David. Talk to me more about that.
Yeah. I mean, I say this over and over and over again, Chip. It's a transformational time and a transformational opportunity for us. Our competing proteins, we know where they're at, right? Mm-hmm. But also, when you just look at the demand spectrum today and you think about where the opportunity exists for pork, that is huge. It is a huge opportunity to celebrate what we know about further processed items, right? Like bacon, ham, sausage, pizza, all the things they celebrate. But to connect them over to the fresh side where the biggest risk is. Our data says the biggest risk is in fresh. So when we look at all of the market dynamics that are happening, including international, by the way.
Yeah.
And we think about this from a standpoint that we produce 28 billion pounds of pork a year in the United States. We export 8. That puts 20 billion pounds of consumption at risk inside the borders of this country. So the opportunity, the transformational opportunity is that if there are market dynamics happening in the international sector that could potentially put 1% back in this market, I think that's enough to justify why you need to be reminding consumers and celebrating all the attributes that pork delivers to them.
Love it.
That's right.
Gordon, what do you expect from this campaign?
I expect as a producer for the National Pork Board to do their job.
Yeah.
As a National Pork Board member, I expect David to do his job of exactly what he's described, to raise the bar and use pork to sell pork. Because we're not the other anything anymore.
Right.
We want to ride this new brand that we're pork.
All right. What are going to be some of the mile markers that you're going to be watching? How are you going to measure success
As a board member, that's exactly the discussion we're having right now.
Okay.
We're having intensive discussions of how we're going to make sure that David's doing his job.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll go over to David real quick then. What makes this successful?
Time to do my job, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So when we think about the measurements, the KPIs, right? When we think about what key performance indicators are we going to use to measure success? First, this thing's 4 weeks old.
Right.
So so the first question everybody asked after launch is it working? Is it working? Yeah. Are we selling more? This is a long-term process, right?
Yeah.
But let's just talk about first. First, we have the attitudinal measures. Okay, so think about things like how many people are watching the videos? How many people are seeing the banners? How many people are watching the ad on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Google, everything else. We can measure all of that. That's the beauty of everything being digital today. We can track it, all of it. So you have the attitudinal measures. But the next thing that's most important here is that we are able to quantify this over time to compare it against value for our farmers. So the people we represent. Like Dr. Spronk, right? When we think about this, we don't want something that just tells you how much retailers made. We need to deliver back the value that it brought to the farmers who paid for it. So that process is ongoing right now. It will be ongoing for years.
Right.
But as we start to quantify that, it's not just about impressions or how many people saw our ad. It has to be this many people actually saw our ad, put a product in their basket, purchased it and ate it and came back and repeated it. And we can measure that.
I love it. I love it. Jesse, you said something earlier that's still in my head. We've only got about 30 seconds left, but you're going to use pork to sell more pork. That makes all the sense in the world, man.
It does. We wonder why we didn't think about it 10 years ago. But the reality, and to just say it again, that David said it really is a transformational moment for our industry. And as we think about our country and we think about where all our growth is domestically with our population, those people like pork. They love pork. And we have so much opportunity as an industry to really capitalize on their flavor and taste preference in our protein.
Fantastic. Man, this was a great conversation. Thank you so much. I'm really excited about the campaign and glad that we've got the details on here. Jesse Heimer, Heimer Hampshires, Dr. Gordon Spronk, Pipestone, and both Jesse and Gordon are MPB board members, and David Newman, Senior VP at the National Pork Board. We'll be
from the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae. So many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by Elsevia Co-op, your certified Ruby Fieldmaster distributor.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Your herd may have antigenic gaps that are not being covered by the products currently available. Custom-made vaccines provide a unique advantage in that they can be formulated to a herd-specific bacterial and viral needs. Choose the exact isolates, adjuvant, packaging, and size you need with Vaxinova for a vaccine formulated to your needs. Find out more by visiting us at vaxinova.us.com. That's vaxinova.us.com.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Love Lost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, Love Lost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit lovelost.org and register today.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Vaxinova. Have a unique problem that requires custom solutions? Vaxinova, formulate to your needs. Custom-made vaccines. Visit us at vaxinova.us. to find out more.
Man, I've been working too hard. 10-hour days. Welcome back to AgriTalk and the World Pork Expo. We are putting our wrap on our coverage. Again, a big thank you to Vaxinova for making it possible. We're not getting out of here without getting Jennifer Shike back in here. Jennifer is the editor of Farm Journal's Pork, but we got to have Brian Humphreys in here. Brian is the CEO of the National Pork Producers Council. Brian, welcome.
Hey, appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate being here at the World Pork Expo, and glad I could be a part of the wrap-up conversation. But holy Shike, let's talk about pigs.
I love it. Love it. Okay, you got to be happy with what happened here over the past 2 days.
Absolutely. Tremendous weather, of course, which always helps, but we don't know numbers yet. But as a true politician and somebody in politics, I'll go ahead and say it's a record and broke a record again. Tremendous turnout here, and always fascinating to see the new technology right here on the showroom floor as we look around. And every year, fascinated by the advancements in the U.S. pork industry. And for those outside of agriculture who don't get to see these things every day, one of the most technologically advanced industries out there, I would argue, any day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Brian, these guys, well, and Jennifer, these guys talk about technology and using it each and every day like it's just, you know, it's no big deal.
Part of life.
It's part of life. I step back and I look at what they're doing in these hog buildings and I just think, holy mackerel. It's shocking, really, Jennifer.
Yeah, I just had a great conversation talking about social networking research that they're doing to basically use cameras and AI to be able to study, you know, pig behavior and how that might inform different ways of management or different ways of feeding. It's just fascinating what they're able to do. And they're never satisfied. Right. They're always trying to do something better for the sake of the pig.
Right, absolutely. from the 2025 World Pork Expo, what's left the biggest impression with you?
A lot of conversations about, you know, the technology and the advancements, all the great things going on, but also a bit of uncertainty in talking to producers. Been a bit of a roll so far this spring with trade and regulatory policies, everything from tariffs on, tariffs off, to the discussion around MAHA and challenges yep. there. All things we can deal with, but certainly part of the conversation here at World Pork Expo.
Yeah. Health, disease management and everything has been a big part of the conversation.
Absolutely.
And we've spent quite a bit of time focused on that. But what is it that you wish people may have spent a little bit more time talking about? In other words, when you look out over the next 6 months, what is one of those issues that you think, geez, we need to be focused on this?
Well, again, from MPPC's perspective on the policy side, it's always the discussion around Proposition 12
yeah.
And the challenges that we're going to face in states like Oklahoma and others because Congress hasn't addressed this issue. And pork industry, as you were just saying, is always willing to advance and kind of move on and tackle the next issue. And this one remains out there as a big discussion. And a lot of folks here talking about it, a lot of folks thinking about it, a lot of folks looking at the technology and things going on out there. But really the focus needs to be about how do we get Congress to address this challenge of states regulating outside their border. And that continues to be a discussion, but sure like to see the additional pressure and folks talking about it with their members of Congress anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Are we going to get another shot at it in the court system?
You know, Iowa Pork has a case that's been relisted a few times out there, and I am sure hopeful that the Supreme Court brings that back up and addresses it as well. Whatever it takes, whether it's Congress doing what they're asked to do by the Supreme Court and fixing it, yep. or the Supreme Court, we will take whatever we can get as agriculture, not just the pork industry, for somebody to fix this catastrophic issue.
Yeah, there in the court summary, it just spelled out to Congress, you need to deal with this.
Yeah, I'm not a constitutional attorney, but I sure agree it's a problem and Congress should fix it. It's pretty clear to me.
Yep, no doubt about it. So, MAHA. When I talk to a row crop guy, I mean, they're going to bring up glyphosate. They're going to bring up atrazine. They're going to bring up some of the comments about seed oils. From your perspective, how much of a risk is this?
It is absolutely a discussion point and always some positive and negatives with anything, right? And so first, the positives. We have been saying in this industry for years the value of protein as a nutrient-dense part of your diet. And absolutely, we said that for years. Glad to see that in the conversation on a national or federal level and being driven home. Great to hear that. But to our brother on the crop side, our folks feed corn and soybeans. Mm-hmm. And so those crop protection tools are important as well, as is the attack on science. As we talk about the most abundant and secure food supply in the entire world, it was built by farmers. It was built by farmers saying, we can do these things to make it better. And to question that those thought processes based in science, based in data and information, and to really raise those questions isn't just a concern for us. It's a concern for all of agriculture. And we need to be at the table for those conversations. Not just the pork industry, but all of agriculture needs to be at the table for these conversations.
Keep saying it. Keep saying it. And listen, everybody out there that's got anything to do with agriculture on a farm, you need to say it to your lawmakers. You need to say it to Secretary Kennedy, because they didn't give us a spot at the table before this initial report was released. August 12th, that's when the proposals are coming. We need to be heard before then.
We need to be heard before that, during that, after that,
yeah.
From here on out. This is, and it is farmers that bring food. Let us never forget that it is farmers that bring food. And we've always been a part of every solution for every opportunity and challenge that has ever faced the American food supply. And this should be no different now. We've always been tremendous partners. And again, it is farmers that have brought the most abundant and safe food supply in the world. And we will continue to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah. They're on a mission, and now they've got some margins that they can lock in, you know, a positive margin they can lock in. It seems like the mood, yeah, I hear you, there's a little bit of caution out there, but the mood here is pretty doggone good, guys.
The mood here has been pretty good, absolutely, absolutely. And
yeah.
So from the pork producer's perspective, you know, always cautiously optimistic, even in the tough times, but certainly on days like today with good weather and some opportunity on the market out there and some stability in the exports right now.
Yeah.
As we look at them navigating some things in D.C., certainly a positive mood here at World Pork Expo.
It's outstanding. Brian, congratulations. Great show. Thank you so much for stopping by and talking with us.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks for being here. And as always, folks out there, remember, if you can buy one pork chop, you can buy two. Support the American farmer.
Love it. Jennifer, we'll talk to you later. Brian Humphrey, CEO, National Pork Producers Council, and Jennifer Scheich, editor of Farm Journal's Pork. We will be back tomorrow morning, 10:06 Central. I'll be back in the bunker for the free-for-all.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo-matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Big news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions like you are joining our news revolution. Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and more. So download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is truly terrific. Get the free Newsmax app and check out Newsmax shares on the stock exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such an offer would be unlawful.
You're listening to...